Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. And, gee, where do I start? You ever have those moments where, or not moments, but days of just... Okay, so where was I? My man-child is now in a situation that I can't help him with because I'm up here and he's down there. And I don't know, as a parent, you always try and fix their boo-boos and their owies and... And what I hate is, the older I've gotten, the softer I've gotten. Even my beloved mentioned that I'm not the hard ass that I used to be a few years back. Then my older son is getting married in July. So I'm gonna have to save money for that. What else? Work. Yeah, work. Last year, I got a morning route because that driver quit. And then he got laid off from his job. And he came back this year. So he's considered a rehire. And... then we just recently lost two drivers, one temporary and one permanently. So that leaves a route open. I have a full time in the morning, but not in the afternoon. Basically, I fill in. And this rehire was offered half of the open route. So he has... two different routes, morning and the afternoon. And I was asked before we left for Christmas break if I was interested in a full-time route. And I said, yes, I've been waiting all this time. And the rehire got it. And then I was thinking what Top Gold... and Paul were talking about discrimination in women on the internet. And I'm thinking, God, I hope. Because what I do is technically, not technically, but viewed more as man's work. You know, there were no women semi-drivers. I was told that very early on. And when I did drive the big trucks... and buses, I was told only certain kind of women do this work by my supervisor. And that kind of, you know, set... I don't know what kind of woman he meant by that, but that's... anyway. And then I go in really early, so I'm in with a group of... I've gotten really attached to one of the... one of my coworkers, an older man, and he's good looking and he's funny, and I don't know, we just hit it off, and he's been texting me, you know, wanting to know what's going on, and today he cornered me in my vehicle and wanting to know what was going on, and he says, you know, you got to come into the driver's room, you know, in the morning, because he made a comment after I finished giving him the lowdown. He said, man, you're always going. And I remember I told my number one fan, as long as I'm in your life, you'll never be bored. And you'll be pretty much laughing and smiling the majority of the time. Majority. But there are those moments, like now, where I'm in kind of a dark, moody place, and I withdraw from people. And so my coworker, I said, I'm always on, and that's just it. You know, when he's like, you got to come in, and you know, so I can laugh and get me going in the morning. I'm like, but I don't want to get you going in the morning. I want somebody to get me going in the morning. Why do I have to be class clown? And that's just it. I'm always making people laugh. I'm always on. I'm not your trained monkey. Ugh. So that's where my head's at. Yep. Hopefully this weekend I'll get rid of this and next week will be all bright and sunny. Laterness, people.